What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Dropping Dimes podcast. My name is Rodrigo. Today, I'm joined by Evans, my co-host here. How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
And today, we're at the Night Hoops Skills Competition and Social, and we're joined by the Night Hoops Business Development Manager, Chad. How are you doing, man?
Good. This is awesome. I love this night.
Thank you for having us tonight.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So, oh, Chad...
We got a couple of girls here waiting for their prize.
Oh, we got already winners here. This is live.
Okay. Go see the man in the red shirt there, Almond. He'll hook you up, okay?
Congrats, girls. Hey, this is what happens when you do it live, right?
Yes.
So, Chad, tell us a little bit of what's going on today about the league. How do you end up here at Night Hoops?
Well, I've been a part of Night Hoops since about 2006. So I've been doing this for quite a long time. Started off as a coordinator and fell in love with it instantly. Like it's you could call it my passion project. You know, it's free for all the participants, right? So, you know, we're targeting inner city kids here, you know, and at-risk youth who just need some structure. They need some mentorship. You know, they need a place to be on a Saturday night other than getting in trouble on the street. So that's always been our philosophy. And basketball is just such a great draw in the sort of urban environment, you know, and we train our coaches to, you know, teach these youth a lot of life skills beyond the game.
So, you know, talking about those skills that you're trying to teach the youth, what are some of the skills that these players are learning here? And other than, you know, dribbling, shooting, the basics of basketball.
So at practice, they're having conversations with their team about cyberbullying and financial literacy and, you know, the how immigration is affecting our city demographics, marijuana use. We got a whole manual of topics, and we find that the players are really open and honest with the coach. It's a real trusting relationship. Sometimes even better than their relationship with their teachers or other adults who they're close with. We find that the youth feel safe to talk honestly. So they're really having impactful conversations about these things.
That is awesome. I mean, it's such a cool program. I know there are other programs around the city, but probably nothing to the extent of this. I mean, a manual about just the use of marijuana, it's amazing, right? Not even some schools are doing this. So
right.
It's very impressive, honestly.
Yeah, we have a unique opportunity for sure. Then we're not bound by certain curriculum. You know, we ask the youth what's affecting their community. And then we come back and we talk to smarter people than we are, and we develop workshops, you know, just by starting a conversation, asking questions of the players, and often these things extend into, you know, several dozen minutes of, you know, good chatter.
That's awesome. So tell us a bit more about today. This to me looks like the all-star for Night Hoops. Is that what's happening today?
Yeah, so we host this event before the playoffs just to remind all the youth that, you know, they're one within Night Hoops. They're one within the Night Hoops family. Because playoffs, you know, it can get competitive and sometimes, you know, if it weren't for an event like this, the youth might lose track of what we're really here for, that it's bigger than wins and losses, that, you know... That we are one within this family.
Just to have everyone under the same roof for one night is kind of like a special, you know, honor of the regular season before, you know, just a little jump off for spring break too, right? So it's kind of nice that way. Yeah. You mentioned you started in 06. What's kind of like the major difference you've seen over the years? Because you've kind of seen the past, right? Night Hoops, the present, and now you have some ideas for the future, right?
Right.
Can you speak a little bit on that? Or?
Sure. When I first started, the program was really focused on coach development, and it evolved to be more youth-focused. You know, we still want to support the coaches and offer them, you know, excellent training, and do whatever we can to ensure our coaches are happy. But now it's more about just ensuring that we're targeting these inner-city communities. You know, when I first started, it was 6 junior boys teams. That was it. There was maybe 65 participants. Now we've got 24 boys teams, so we got 14 senior boys, 8 junior boys and another 12 junior girls.
These are the highest numbers by far now, right?
Yeah, we seem to be growing every single year. I think with social media and with, you know, taking some slick photography.
Popularity of the sport.
There's a lot of buzz.
Being sure. On Dropping Dimes, of course.
Yes, yes. This should give us a huge bump.
I think it's going to be the other way around, but we'll take it for sure.
Cool. So you mentioned like 06 is when you started, but when did Night Hoops actually start?
It's in its 23rd year now, so 1996. Originally, one of the founders was Gordon Hoag. He was the director of the Youth Custody Center at the time, and he was just looking at the statistics of when youth were getting, you know, charged with crimes, not only like first time offenders, but like he was seeing a high prevalence of like recidivism, kids getting incarcerated again, and so the idea was just to like aim for these high risk nights. When, you know, there's a lot of other negative influences out on the street. That part has never changed.
So it was a good platform, basically, for them to be somewhere safe and be with friends.
Exactly, okay. Exactly, yeah. Supportive environment. Cool.
On that note, in terms of support, like, what can families and players expect when they join, like, a Night Hoops team? Sort of the relationship between, you know, the parents, the players, the league, what sort of things come out of that?
Okay. Well, the biggest thing is we offer 9 months of the year of free programming. So, you know, the youth, all they need to do is offer us a commitment, which when they don't pay, sometimes it's hard to get that commitment because they're not invested. But as soon as they start, you know, developing a social network here and really sort of like bonding with their team and coaches, we find that the players stick around from when they're, you know, 13 years old, often to 18. And then we start seeing their younger siblings come through, and we're seeing generations come through Night Hoops, which I love when I know a young baller, like, from when they're 12 years old, and then all of a sudden, you know, they grew a foot last summer, and I'm looking up at them, and they got a beard, you know, and some of them are going, you know, into real competitive streams of basketball. You know, three guys were on the roster at Capilano that played Night Hoops. You know, Dimitri Harris, who's going to be here tonight, is, you know, semi-pro. And, you know, he represents well. And it's guys like him who always come back to show love to Night Hoops because, you know, he grew up in the downtown East Side. And, you know, he's told me about influences he had there where he had a choice. Go to the gym or... you know, be on the street, and you know, those influences are strong.
So is there a dunk clinic tonight then?
Him and Clay Krellen, I think they're gonna be
a little display.
Yeah,
halftime show. Yeah. Type of thing. Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. So what has been like a proudest moment for you in the Night Hoops program, or like a success story?
One of many, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, it is hard to pin down.
Or has it not happened yet? It's on its way.
I get a lot of fulfillment when I get to interact with the players, right? Like, those are the most meaningful relationships that are built here. You know, sometimes as an administrator, you're stuck behind a computer too often. But like, I like coming to the gym. I like hearing the stories. Really, it's hard to pin down one shining moment. But every time I leave a night like this, you know, my heart feels full. You know, it really has enriched my life a lot.
Cool. Well, on lighter topics.
Yeah.
I know you used to be quite a hooper yourself. You know, you played a bit of college ball.
Yeah.
What was your favorite pair of sneakers to play in?
Okay.
During your college days.
During my college days, I had Jordan 3s. I love those kicks. I did. You know, my game wasn't super athletic. You know,
you were able to rock the nice, yeah, nice kicks out there. Was there a matching headband that went with that?
There was. Yeah.
I knew you were a headband guy, so I had to bring that up.
Yeah. In high school though, our team all wore Iversons, even the big men.
The answers, right?
Yeah. We had.
Oh wow.
So those look pretty slick when I look back to the old Penticton High School Lakers. You know, yeah.
We got a fan here, the Lakers.
No doubt. We even had the short shorts.
Oh, wow. A little throwback for everyone here.
It's time for you to post those pics, man.
Yeah, yeah. They've been up. They've been up. And then after that, I was wearing Rodmans.
No, get out.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone playing in Rodmans is Dennis Rodman himself.
Yeah.
That being said, though, he was one of your favorite players.
He was. You and I have talked about this before. You know, I had kind of gritty game. I was a defender, role player.
Scrapper.
Yeah. You know, I would. I could rebound and defend, which made me, you know, safe. I wasn't a liability on the floor. And then I would hit these trail threes that were backbreaking to the other team because nobody expected me to score.
Yeah.
So like a lot of my buckets were followed by a timeout and the coach going crazy. Because I was a role player at Kuala.
Ahead of the time in terms of, like, you know, the early three-pointers, like from the scrapper and all that, like a little bit of Warriors before the Warriors here.
Yeah, I like the trail three for sure in transition.
Yeah. I got the Kevin Love / Brad Miller game coming in here.
Not even mention, I see a little bit of Kevin Love in chat here. So,
how about, since we're on topics of, you know, players that you like, who's your top five all time?
Top five, okay.
It doesn't matter what position, just top five.
Okay, number one all time, Hakeem Olajuwon. I was a diehard Rockets fan when I first started watching the NBA.
Is that when they won the championship or pre?
Yeah, the back to backs. That was the greatest. The dream shake, man, that was so slick.
Nice.
So I've always kind of liked the big men.
Nice.
Some other players that I was watching, obviously I already mentioned Rodman. I loved his gritty game. You know, something like those photos where he's, you know, nice. Parallel to the ground, saving those balls going out of bounds.
There's this iconic image that I have of Rodman, like him flying out of bounds, just reaching for the ball.
Absolutely.
That's how I picture Rodman.
Yeah, they had to put in a rule to prevent that.
Exactly, yeah.
But love Rodman. McDice, I was a big fan
of. McDice, oh my God.
Clearly you played in the paint, right? That was your position, okay.
Yeah. I love the athleticism. Just ridiculous sheer power out there, put back dunks.
Pretty
and just
underrated guy too, I would say. Yeah. Got a gold medal.
Him and LaFrenz were a pretty pretty gross front court.
Raph LaFrenz?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Lefty. You got
to throw in
the
lefty.
LaFrenz ain't on my list. I just like that front court. Yeah.
I was about to walk out right now.
No, but I mean ACLs were the problem for McDice, really. Let me think of some others that I love.
You got one left, I think, right?
So we got, Olajuwon. Yeah. We got Rodman, McDice.
Yeah,
so we got two more to go.
We got two more.
Okay. Let me think here.
You can always come back to it.
Yeah, let's come back. I'll think on it. Yeah.
Okay, which team do you think will win? And which team do you want to win this year?
I mean, the East is wide open.
Yeah.
Probably more than ever.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind seeing a little Raptors run here. Good. I've got some family down in Toronto and some diehard fans. Yeah, totally.
A lot of Raptors gear out here today too, so it's our unofficial local team, I guess. So that's your East.
I think so. Yeah, you know they've made some moves that have brought in some grit. You know.
So that's who you want to win, or who you think's gonna win, or both.
Both.
Okay.
Both. Yeah. I'll
with the East.
Okay. What's
coming out of the West? Who are the Raptors beating?
Well, I mean, I was playing 2K18 with,
as one does,
with
of course,
Golden State, and that team doesn't miss. I think Durant might have something to prove here in the, you know, in a one more playoff run. Maybe he's gonna be on the move. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe him and Kyrie are trying to plan something here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's unfortunate the NBA doesn't have the level of parity it used to have, where that team is just so damn dominant, it's hard to go against them. Yeah.
Chad, just going back a little bit to Night Hoops, how can other people help this amazing movement?
A good way to get involved is, you know, check us out online at nighthoops.ca. There's opportunities to volunteer as a coach. You know, we're even looking to recruit board members, particularly women, to support our girls league. So there's all kinds of opportunities to get involved. And if youth, you know, are living in Vancouver, in Burnaby, in North Richmond, Or even Maple Ridge. We're expanding to Maple Ridge with my man right here, Toby.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we're involved in some expansion right now. And so the youth can sign up online. Totally free. We'll connect you with the coach and a site. You get a jersey, a pair of kicks if you need them. You know, we just aim to remove all barriers to participation. You know, even with the girls, at one point we realized that, you know, one of the problems was a lack of sports bras. You know, so we went to like Lululemon and said, this is a way we can reduce barriers to participation. And and it was a huge success.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Community as well, right? So it's great.
Yeah, and all that is, you know, led by female leaders. And, you know, I'm really happy that where the girls' division's at right now. It's huge.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, and just to remind everyone, so it's nighthoops.ca where people can volunteer and players can sign up. That's correct.
Exactly, yeah. And we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Hit us up.
It continues, too, in the summertime as well, right?
That's right. So at this point is basically when the girls start, because we didn't want to compete with the high school season. There just wasn't enough athletes, unfortunately. The boys are entering the playoffs for the winter league, and then the girls go till about June, and then starting July 1 we got summer hoops again. So like I said, we're covering most of the year with free programming.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I wish there was something like this when I was back home, when I was young. What you guys are doing here is absolutely fantastic, so
appreciate
kudos
it.
To you, to your team. We hope that whoever's listening out there can provide something, even if it's a little bit of their time. Evans, I know that you're a coach here. Your interview is separate, though. Don't worry about it. But thank you so much for your time, Chad.
Yeah,
we really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. And we're going to enjoy a little bit of the skills competition here.
Yeah, enjoy, guys. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
All right, continuing with the Night Hoops skills and social night. We're here with Jade, part of the board of Night Hoops. Is that correct?
That's right.
So, Jade, tell us, how do you get involved in Night Hoops?
Well, an old friend of mine, he's on the board, and he had reached out and said, hey, there's this great organization, I think you'd be interested. And at the time, I was actually looking for a volunteer opportunity, and I was actually looking for something to do with sports and kids, and I hadn't really found anything in Vancouver that really stood out to me. And then having a basketball background myself, when I learned it was Night Hoops, and I learned a bit more about the program, I just kind of fell in love, and here I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you're a baller yourself, right?
I am.
So can you share a little bit of your story as a basketball player?
Yeah. Well, I'm very tall. So I'm 6'2". So that helps being a female that tall.
You're sort of towering over Evans and me right
I am,
now.
Yeah. I'm bending down to talk into the microphone.
That's correct. I can confirm.
100%.
Yeah. So I played high school basketball here in Vancouver, and at the time went through playing at the BC Games for like the Vancouver team, and then went on to provincial and led my team to a provincial championship, and then I actually went down to the States and played NCAA Division I on a scholarship for 4 years.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's
so I played
awesome.
At St. Bonaventure University.
Of
so
course,
it's
yeah.
in upstate New York. The Bonnies.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Bonnies.
I think Adrian Wojnarowski, the Woj, I think he graduated from St. Bonaventure.
Yeah. Lots of great alumni. Yeah.
There we go. That's fantastic. I mean, we're in the presence of like BC Royalty Basketball right here.
Yeah.
This is it right here.
Not everyone makes it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Who's the other person that I can think of? Steve Nash.
Right? Yeah.
Out
yeah.
of BC and Div 1. So Jade, tell us a bit more about Night Hoops. So you decided to join, but what is it that makes Night Hoops different?
Yeah.
Or what is your role, I guess?
Yeah, so I'm on the executive. My title is secretary, which is a very outdated title. I complain about it every board meeting. But
Fair
what
enough.
I do is pretty much a bit of a jack of all trades. So I support with the staff. We recently did I led Night Hoops to our very first strategic planning session, which was really exciting to help map out where we want to go looking forward. And we did an organizational review as well, which was where I interviewed all of the staff and got their input of what was working with the program and what wasn't working so well and got their feedback. So we're actually going to be implementing a few new things in the coming year, which I'm really excited about. I do whatever's needed, really.
That's awesome. So you're the backbone, really. You're the glue guy in the team.
That's what I think. I mean, the glue gal, yeah, that's what I think. Right now I'm the only female on the executive, but I'm trying to recruit more women, but I'm not shy, so I'm happy to hold my own in the group. So
that works too.
Who knows, maybe someone that is listening, another
that's
lady
right.
baller will join the team.
Get in touch. We'd love to have you. Get in touch.
Chad did mention he was ready to let his job go. You know, so
that's true.
Maybe
he did say,
step right in.
We need a successor. Yeah. We need a successor. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Out with the old and with the new. So, Kate, you mentioned a few new things that are coming to Night Group. So, what are some of those new things? If you can maybe give us a sneak.
Yeah, it's really for the staff. So, it's supporting the staff and just giving, wrapping our arms around them a little bit more because they give so much. Obviously, we're a nonprofit, so no one's here. I don't think anyone's in it for the money. The reason our staff work for the program is they see the benefit. A lot of them, most of them, have been through Night Hoops themselves. So the one thing that stood out to me, being in people and culture, HR, and that's my background, the level of engagement with our staff blew me away when I spoke with everyone. They're so passionate. They give it their all. So yeah, I just wanted to see what are some creative ways. We've talked about a mentorship program, looking at customized development plans for them, anything that we can do to really support them in their goals, whatever they may be, for as long as we have them as part of the Night Hoops family.
That's wonderful. I mean, it sounds to me like it's a win-win for everyone that is involved in the program.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah.
Jade, I can't believe that we've never met you before, but I'm so happy to have you now on the show.
Yeah.
Your debut
podcast. Like, it's an honor.
Talk about Jack of all
trades.
Talk about Jack of all trades. There's another one right there.
Exactly. Talk about Jack of all trades.
This won't be your last one, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we have Clay Crullin.
Yes, sir.
Okay, local legend, I'd say.
Appreciate it.
Guy's been dunking on people for the past, a decade now?
I try to.
He's here tonight to show a bit of your dunks, do a dunk clinic maybe?
I'll do some dunks, but I definitely want to share more of my story, just give some people to inspire to.
That's awesome, man. Well, speaking of that, like you mentioned earlier, you started playing Night Hoops when you were 14.
Yeah, I got in a bit of trouble when I was younger, and Night Hoops was like a sanctuary. I remember Yash was the coach. I don't know if you guys remember Yash. Yeah, I had to beg him to let me practice because I was really bad in the beginning. I was like the worst player you ever saw.
Just not showing up, or
pardon?
You were just not showing up to practice? Or?
No. I showed up. I just wasn't good enough to practice.
Wow.
And so, like,
it's hard to believe, man.
He's
seen you out there, so.
No, I appreciate that. He would only let me practice if, like, they needed guys. And then eventually, like, I was just hungry and I wanted to be good.
Nice.
And there was a lot of good players. And,
hey, you had a good coach and Coach Yash, that's for sure.
Yeah, I definitely started on the right foot for sure. The guy is one of a kind.
Okay, so, speaking of Yash, did you cross paths a lot with Joey then?
Oh, man. Joey's, like, my big uncle, man. He's, like, he's like the map that I follow pretty much.
Man, that's awesome. Like, so he kind of led the path for you to see where he could take basketball, basically.
Oh, man. When I was younger, I used to like walk to court to court. I used to live just down the street here.
Oh, nice.
I used to walk to, like, if I had to Kids Beach just to find him and play him one-on-one,
that's
to
so
ask for knowledge and drain, like, whatever drills he could give me. And, like, he would beat me for like 2-3 hours a day. And I'd still like, one more game.
Nice. And he would be down too.
Oh yeah.
He's not gonna say no to that. Right?
No, it doesn't stop.
Awesome.
Where has your basketball journey taken you?
All over the world. Like, I've been blessed and like just so blessed to, like, I've been playing in the Philippines, Vietnam, all over Canada, United States, I've been to Japan, China. And it just doesn't stop. Like, the game, there's more opportunities like every day, like just gotta stay ready and keep working hard.
Now, I know these opportunities didn't come easy. Like, you had to really work hard. I think I heard somewhere that there was a bit of a car accident or incident that you got involved in, and you got injured.
Yeah.
Can you speak on that a bit?
Yeah, no worries, man. My last year of college ball, it didn't go as planned. Like, we lost a close game in nationals in the finals.
Which college was this?
I went to Red Deer College for 1 year.
Nice.
And after that, I kind of lined up a contract to go play in Germany. And so I came home for 10 days, and literally the first 4 hours that I got here, I was like just with my family walking across the street, and car just took me out. And it wasn't part of the plan, but looking back at it now, like, I learned and grew so much as a person, and like became like my mindset shifted, and I became a better player, like more all around. Like before, like, I was kind of lazy. I like relied on my athleticism a lot, and like didn't have to work on stuff because like I was more athletic than everyone around me.
Now you're taking it a lot more serious. You're also teaching this now. Now that you've acquired all these skills, you brought together your own training programs. I've seen you train, you know, 4 to 6 guys at once at any given time. Tell us more about how you train your guys and where you do it out of.
So it's called HD Training, and we're on Facebook, Instagram, and we're just literally like the target's just to grow the game as big as possible. Like since my years of playing and till now, like I've seen a lot of like, I feel like there's a certain culture kind of missing from the game these days. Like certain guys are kind of lacking this kind of hunger, that
competitiveness.
Yeah, the competitiveness, right? And I don't know where it went wrong. I'm not here to blame someone's doing wrong or whatever. I just want to...
Technology, possibly.
It's, man, so many factors,
so many
right?
Factors. There could be so many excuses, right?
Right. All I know is that I want to bring that dog back into the game.
Nice.
And it starts with HD Training. We get up in the morning, little breakfast club, nice. You know, 6 to 9. You know, if you can come in, you can come in for an hour, you can come in for all three, or however you want it, man.
But you're there.
I'm just here that I just want to work and grow the game. And the guys that want to work and hungry, I'm there for them.
You've been playing all over the world,
yeah.
Sounds like,
that's
right?
True.
Any highlights from this journey, from this crazy journey that you've had?
Honestly, just meeting all the people out there, the different cultures. Everyone has a story, and it's just like, when you get to connect with people like from another part of the world, like and like it's crazy how basketball is like, it's a universal language.
It is.
Right? Like this guy may speak six words that I understand, but because we can play on the court, we can share our basketball knowledge like we're speaking the same language. There's no barriers. And like that's just the coolest thing in the world.
So where can people find you? Because I'm sure after this, you're going to get a few people trying to contact you.
I'm on Instagram at underscore HD Training. I'm on Twitter. I think my Twitter handle is just Clay Crellin. A lot of personal thoughts.
Hey.
I don't promote that too
keep
much,
it
but
real. Keep it real.
Exactly.
Instagram sounds like that.
Instagram and Snapchat. I'm just out here promoting, and on Facebook, same thing. Like underscore HD Training. Get at me, man. If you want to work, I'll work with you.
Is there a 3-on-3 FIBA thing coming up for you guys?
So we got actually, I even got a poster right here.
Hey. Hey.
It's a cool little plug.
Hey. Dropping Dimes exclusive nice. Right here.
Yeah, man.
So
we're bringing ISO Van City Ball here, nice. And we're gonna be doing this hopefully like 4 or 5 times a year. Hopefully like kind of like every 3 months,
nice.
And we're gonna do one April 13th, Saturday at Kitsilano, and we're just gonna have like. 1-on-1 from grade 8 all the way to adults. Eventually, like if we get enough people in, we'll do a 6 feet and under, and then a 6 feet and over. And if we get like 30, 40 guys in that division, maybe we'll break it down. We'll do a 6-3 and over, 6-3 and under, something like that. And I just want to like, again, it's about bringing that like that culture back, that kind of that, you know, you got to fight to be number one, and it's okay to lose. It's okay to have to fight.
Just gotta put in the effort.
Just gotta put in the work, you know. Who wants some more? And we're gonna have some fun prizes. We're not gonna do like trophies. We're gonna do like championship belts, and you know,
nice.
Hopefully we'll get some bragging rights going on. Nice. Guys can meet each other on the Instagram and say like, "Yo, I'm gonna challenge you 1-on-1. I want the belt."
Hey,
you know.
Nice.
So we're gonna try to bring some fun culture to the game.
Let us know how we can help you promote that. We'll be down.
Hey, the first one's going on April 13th. Anyone's invited. Don't matter if you're with Drive, 3D, any ball group. You guys can come down, set up a booth. Night Hoops is more than welcome to come down, promote the game. Like this is where I started,
yeah.
And I played on Drive and many other organizations, and they're more than welcome to come down and promote them. Like, I just want a spot where it's not political, it's a neutral ground, and we're just here to grow the game together. Like, no borders.
Sounds like we have a plan now.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much again.
It's Clay.
This is
for
Clay.
The record.
Jesus.
We gotta
Sorry.
Get that on record.
My bad.
It's
Clay,
all good.
Thank you so
not
much.
Problem,
this was amazing, and thank you for your words. That's, yeah, those were some very wise
time.
Words for all the youth hearing.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Any chance I can get to help, that's all it's all it's about.
Thanks again, man.
Take care, man.
Continuing with the Night Hoops extravaganza tonight, our very own Evans is a coach of Night Hoops. And I can't believe that we haven't actually asked you more questions about this. So how do you end up at Night Hoops, Evans?
started off as a player after, you know, playing a couple of years of high school ball and trying to find a place to play after graduation. So I was able to squeeze in maybe 1 year of ball after that. But it's just like a fun, you know, free league. It's competitive, but at the same time, there's an aspect of it where, you know, it teaches, you know, life skills. They got workshops and stuff. So, yeah, I just stuck with it. And then now I'm coaching. Been coaching on and off for, I'd say, maybe the past 10 years. And, yeah.
10 years?
10 years, yeah.
So by the time that I met you, you were already a coach?
Oh, yeah.
Last year?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's years
feels
I took.
Like we've known each other for, like, longer than that, but.
Yeah, maybe we have. We just didn't know. Yeah.
So, you know, you coach one of the teams. How many players are there on your team?
It's usually around 15 to 20 sometimes. There's 1 year where I was coaching a junior team, and on any given night there was 25, so there was talks of maybe splitting that team up. But, yeah, no, a good solid 12 to 15 is usually the average for a community center.
And, you know, you've obviously seen these young players come to you with probably situations that they face at home, at school.
Yeah.
And how do you try to help them?
To be honest, it's just being there to listen. A lot of times, you know, basketball is sort of like diffuses, you know, with their mindset. It kind of just brings them at peace. You know, they don't have to think about what's happening outside of the gym. They can just come in and be themselves and just chat. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And what have you learned, like, yourself as a coach, as a person from the Night Hoops program?
Oh, I learned lots, because, I mean, the youth actually teach you a lot, too. When they come in to these gyms and they work hard, it kind of reminds you, you know, that you do have to, like, you know, be dedicated and stay committed, right? So, yeah, I think it's a good trade-off, basically, you know, to be around the youth and, you know, teach them to give back as well. So it's always good, yeah.
A couple of weeks ago, I went to one of your guys' games, to your team, and I had so much fun.
It was a rowdy gym that night, actually.
Surprised. It was, yeah.
It was a smaller gym. It was actually my old... That's where I started playing night hoops, so it was kind of nice that, you know, I was able to bring friends to go and watch and, like, be a participant, yeah.
But, I mean, the camaraderie that was there between your players, I saw how they respected you as their coach, but they would also go to you and, like, celebrate or you know, even when they were poking good fun at each other,
right.
You know, you were part of it.
I think we're all treated each other at the same level, right? There's no one higher than another person. Everyone's sort of equal, and we just kind of, like, play with joy out there, so everyone's happy, right?
It reminded me that, you know, in the end, it is really a game, mm-hmm. and, you know, these guys are really enjoying playing here.
Yeah. Well, they're learning too, right, at the same time. I mean, a lot of times these guys are really passionate about the game already, so you don't have to worry about maybe motivating them or getting them enthusiastic about playing, so, yeah.
So Chad said that he's really ready to move on, maybe to other things, but he's done a tremendous job. Are you going to run for Chad's job?
I don't think I'm a managerial type, but hey, you never know. I'll stay involved for sure, yeah. There's years where I've taken, you know, time off from the league, and it's not the same. Like, I always come itching back, and I always want to be around it, so I'll definitely be helping out Night Hoops for a while.
That's awesome. So let's keep finding more amazing testimonials from Night Hoops, and
let's
keep going.
Let's do it. All right, we have Curtis Allenby here of Night Hoops, volunteer /
program coordinator.
Program coordinator. That's the official title. You've been doing the workshop content this year?
Yeah, I've been helping out with the workshop.
Can you tell us a little bit about, like, how the content for workshops coincides with the player practices? And
yeah, for sure. So part of Night Hoops, every Friday after practice, coaches are required to run life skill workshops for their team. And they try to pick any subject that they find is relevant, whether it be anything from drugs to teenage pregnancy, financial literacy. We also did a very big push on social media and social media bullying and social media influencers, just because of the era that we live in today. It's very prominent amongst the kids.
That's incredibly relevant for the youth, right? I mean, they might not be getting these resources from even their schools, but they're getting them here. How do you, I mean, How do you come to organizing all these things? Where do you get that information from?
A lot of the focus has been, we try to go with things that aren't maybe traditionally taught in school, like you mentioned. So one year we had Van City come in and they did a big one on financial literacy. Everything from teaching kids how to open a bank account, explaining them what credit is and stuff like that, because these are life skills that they're not necessarily getting in school that we believe need to be touched on and are very important. So we try to just pick subjects that aren't necessarily taught in school and not talked about enough.
Things that I should know before I immigrated to Canada. How to open a bank account, do my taxes. Things that a regular adult needs.
Yeah, you and me both. You'd be surprised how many kids like just didn't know what the process was, or they were just shocked when they learned what credit is. Because I mean, kid here swipe a credit card, they think they get to pay it back and that it's all free money. But as we adults know,
now
hopefully.
Now we know.
Yeah, so.
So Chris, how do you end up getting involved with Night Hoops?
I actually personally got involved through a friend. He was always posting on Facebook that he had a game, he was the coach. And I asked him, hey, that's really cool. I kind of had the coaching bug. So he got me involved in coaching. I coached for 2 years. Then I took some time off when I had my daughter. And then Chad came back to me and asked me if I'd like to be a staff. And it was a no-brainer to me. I absolutely love this. So I've been around since 2010, I think. So yeah, closing in on 10 years now.
Whole decade with Nat Hoops.
Yeah, right.
You get a ring for that or something?
Right, I'm trying to make that Hall of Fame. There's a Night Hoops Hall of Fame, so you never know. But honestly, it's just about giving back, and it's just really cool to see, like, there's kids that I coached when they were like 15 and they're 20 something now, and I still have them over to my house to like watch basketball games or go out and play some 3-on-3 and stuff like that. So to see them go from being little kids to grown men and being able to provide them with references for jobs and stuff like that, like, it's a really cool program, though.
That's really cool.
Well, we just heard the buzzer, so the master's ceremony's got to get back to work right now, so
yeah, I appreciate it. And everybody out there listening, man, dropping dimes.
Where can we find Curtis, though? I know you do a bit of training on the side yourself, right?
I do a little bit of training out on the North Shore. I work for the North Vancouver Basketball Academy, and also starting our own training program coming soon. So hopefully get to sit down on Dropping Dimes, you know, and chat some much.
Drop some much,
you know.
It.
There's a lot of things going on, man.
So where can people reach out to you for your training program?
Once I'm done crying about my Lakers, I'll hit you guys up, man.
We have an entire episode.
Once they figure it out, man, we'll just have one of those.
I think we just became best friends.
Right? Maybe a crying episode when the playoffs start, we could just kind of get together and just weep our sorrows, man.
Where can people reach you at, just very quickly, for training and all that?
Anywhere through the North Shore Basketball Academy, and that's it right now. Like I said, I got some things coming up, but just some things in the works. But
so we'll be there to, once it's all set up, we'll be there to help you promote it.
I appreciate that, man.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Curtis. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
all right,
it.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Thanks.
Hey,
once again, thank you to everyone at Night Hoops for allowing us to be at their skills competition and social night. We definitely had a blast. If you would like to sign up for Night Hoops as a volunteer or a player, check out nighthoops.ca. That's it for us at Dropping Dimes for this week, but tune in next week when we'll have two surprise guests that will give us a lot of insights about the Vancouver Grizzlies. As always, don't forget to follow us on social media, and if you like our podcast, please rate us and leave us a review on iTunes. Until next time, this is Rod signing off. Peace out.